Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's reply in Rajya Sabha to the debate on motion of thanks to the President's address. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Sagar Kulkarni, journalist.
President Draupadi Murumu addressed a joint sitting of both houses of parliament on January 31. The Rajya Sabha held a wide-ranging discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. Prime Minister Narendra Modi replied to the debate in the Rajya Sabha today. Let us discuss the Prime Minister's address with senior journalist Shekhar Iyer. Welcome, Shekhar ji. Prime Minister's speech in the Rajya Sabha today was focused on providing an alternative model. Let us listen to what Prime Minister Narendra Modi says on the alternate development model his government has presented.
देश की जनता ने हमारे विकास के मॉडल को परखा है, समझा है और समर्थन दिया है। हमारा ये विकास का मॉडल को अगर मुझे एक शब्द में कहना है तो मैं ये कहूंगा नेशन फर्स्ट। इसी एक उम्दा भावना और समर्पित भाव से हमने लगातार अपनी नीतियों में, अपने कार्यक्रमों में, हमारे वाणी में, वर्तन में इसी एक बात को मानदंड मान करके देश की सेवा करने का प्रयास किया है।
Shekhar ji, on the alternate development model his government has presented to the country, could you please share some highlights of this?
Well, the Prime Minister took the opportunity of replying to the motion of thanks to the President's address in the Rajya Sabha by explaining about his model of development, because there has been constant criticism from the opposition that Modi government has not been delivering and it has been only been making claims. And we saw this debate in the Lok Sabha also, to which Prime Minister had given a very spirited reply. Similarly, the Rajya Sabha also, we saw the Prime Minister take point by point rebuttal of the charges made against his government by the opposition, as well as explaining further as to what his approach. And as he sought to contrast with the earlier regime's approach, saying that ours is more nation-first approach, where we take an inclusive and wholesome view of issues and problems. So what he called it was that ours is nation first, whereas previous regime we have seen, particularly under the Congress, where the family came first. And saying that, he said that in the earlier approach, what was wanting was a determination to solve problems, rather than the approach was to do ad hoc things in an ad hoc manner and look for piecemeal solution. Whereas Prime Minister said his government was looking at everything from a holistic view, so that, you know, ultimately the beneficiaries are satisfied with whatever is done for them, rather than appeasement of one section or the other without tackling the real issue in one go. And that he said, look, our government is being accused of doing nothing, but what is the track record? Then he mentioned the statistics. You see, simply even achieving construction of 4 crore houses under the Prime Minister Awas Yojana is not a simple matter. And today we have embarked on another 3 crore houses to be built. And apart from that, you know, Jal Jeevan Mission, the other, all things that are there, take for example, digitalization, the manner in which it has spread today. So the Prime Minister said, look, if we have achieved all these things, these are not empty promises. These are whatever we sought to do on the ground, we have done it. In other words, whatever we promised, whatever we said, we have implemented on the ground. That's why we are proud of our achievement. That is how we have got the trust of the people. If my government has been elected for the third time, it is not without cause. So Prime Minister's defense was basically explaining that his government's approach is optimum utilization of resources. You see, government is spending crores of money on several projects, but these money has to be carefully spent, and there has to be a supervision to ensure every rupee spent is every rupee, you know, used in the welfare of the people for whom it is meant. That is why he said that, you know, we have to be on guard so that our limited resources are spent in a proper way and there is no attempt to steal these resources. Because former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi himself acknowledged that when central government spends 1 rupee, what finally reaches only 15 paise. Therefore, Prime Minister said, Our government is very careful. We monitor, we audit to ensure that whatever money that is sanctioned for different projects, they are executed properly, they are monitored properly, feedback is taken. So much so today, if our statistics are saying that we have lifted 25 crore people out of from abject poverty, whatever is defined as, you know, the abject poverty, from that if you have lifted people, it is not a small achievement. It is definitely shows government's commitment, style of working, and how shown that people's faith in their own capacity, their own capability can be matched by government's earnestness and sincerity.
A large part of the speech also focused on his commitment to the constitution, area he has been facing flak from the opposition.
Yeah, indeed, you know, Prime Minister sees that it is a question of irony that the Congress party, which was in power for a long time, is accusing him and his government and the Bharatiya Janata Party of, you know, failing to uphold constitutional values. So Prime Minister said, look, today we are being accused by top Congress leaders, including Rahul Gandhi, that we have made a mockery of constitutional values and system. But who is talking? Who is calling the pot the black? So that is why Prime Minister said, and also Modi took us through the course of history, of recent history, when that Dr. Ambedkar was not in the best of relationship with the Congress. And subsequently today, the importance of Dalit emancipation and also the politics that is veered towards bringing the most backward, the most deprived classes to the forefront has forced even Congress to say, Jai Bhim, as he put it. So basically the Prime Minister was saying, look, our approach is to ensure that everybody benefits. Everybody benefits through that mool mantra which the Prime Minister had coined in his first term, which is Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, or Sabka Vishwas, to which he later added Sabka Prayas. You know, everybody has to make efforts to ensure everybody benefits. When we talk of everybody benefits, we are not looking to please one section or the other. Prime Minister made it a point to say, look, we don't believe in what is called Tushikaran or appeasement. We rather believe in Santushikaran. We believe in working towards satisfying the needs, basic needs of the people. In that context, he mentioned, look, reservation has been made a big issue. Today, the OBC, you know, that constantly Rahul Gandhi rakes up the issue of OBC representation. But we have ensured that there was a long-standing demand for the OBC commission to be given a constitutional status. It never happened. It happened during our time. We ensured that OBC commission was given national status like the National Commission for Federal Caste and Children's Rights. So when we have done so much, why are we accused of being anti-OBC or anti-Dalit? On what basis? What is this politics that tries to castigate us when we have done so much and we are so committed? And then Prime Minister said, look, that Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas or Sabka Vishwas with along with Sabka Prayas remains our mool mantra. That is the only thing that has guided us. And we have fulfilled a lot of things like that. And he also mentioned the reservation for economic backward people, for the poor among those who do not get the benefits of either the reservation of SC, ST or OBC. We brought in the 10% for these economically backward classes. And whenever we have brought these affirmative actions, we have ensured that it is done in social harmony, not in social disharmony. In effect, saying that all this demand for caste censuses and all that, these may have elements of some clever politics. But at the same time, we do not want anything that will disturb social harmony. Because country's progress cannot be halted for our petty politics, which will eventually lead to social disharmony. So Prime Minister also struck a note of caution, but at the same time he said, it is important we approach our problems to ensure the deprived classes, you know, are, you know, we give solution which ensures that Samman and Man. Man and Samman are very important when we are thinking of welfare of these sections.
Part of his address also spoke about empowering women and the passage of the Women's Reservation Bill in the new building of Parliament. We have the Prime Minister address these issues in the speech as well. Let us now listen to what Prime Minister Modi said on the contribution of women to development.
Bharat ki vikas yatra mein nari shakti ke yogdan ko koi nakar nahi sakta. Unko agar अवसर मिले और वो नीति निर्धारण का हिस्सा बने तो देश की प्रगति में और गति आ सकती है. ये नया सदन का पहला निर्णय था नारी शक्ति बंधन. हमने तो मातृशक्ति की वाहवाही के लिए इस सदन का आरंभ किया था.
शेखर जी, हाउ डू यू लुक एट इट?
Indeed, you know, he said, look, we have been focusing on particularly the condition of women and the need to speed up things. And in that context, the passage of the women's reservation, you know, 33 allocating one third of seats in parliament for women, it was a very big step, because, and that needed a lot of consultation with other parties. Finally, it was passed by parliament, and soon it will be implemented once census is done and delimitation work is done. So that is in the pipeline. And he also spoke how government has not forgotten the plight of the Divyang, that is people who face several challenges, whether they are physically challenged or visually challenged. All these people, how we have looked at their problems, we have tried to give them representation, various government services, and how we have tried to see that whatever we can do for their benefit. He also meant, look, and our approach is skill-based, and that the best way to approach this problem, to take care of these people who are suffering, is to ensure that we go for specific programs that will upgrade their skills, create more opportunities, and also ensure self-reliance. The Atmanirbharta at the individual level as well at the national level.
Another highlight of the address was the speed in which infrastructure projects are being taken up and implemented. We have seen him speak about the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla railway line, which has been pending since 1994, and other infrastructure projects. How do you look at it?
So he says, look, you know, in this context, you know, some of the long pending projects being completed. He referred to this particular project, which is Pragati model, where the Prime Minister himself, you know, reviews the progress of various projects. And he recalled some of the projects which have taken more than 3 decades. Some decision was taken, some money was put, crores got locked, and they were never completed. So this Pragati experiment is every month Prime Minister himself sits with his officers along with chief secretaries of various government to look at the progress of various projects in which crores have already been spent. And that is how we have managed to complete some of the long pending projects, as a good example to show what good governance is. Because if government money has been spent, already crores have been spent and nothing has been done, that's a very unfortunate state of affairs. And he recalled that he himself has supervised the Prime Minister's office in coordination with concerned ministries at the central level as well as the state level has done it. That is how a lot of things have happened at a faster pace in the last 10 years.
Another highlight of the speech was the toy industry, which was seemingly neglected earlier.
Yes, indeed. You know, particularly there was a time when, you know, toys, the great case of where our craftsmanship and our skill, you know, handicraft work is greatly evident. And particularly there are places like Chennapatna in Karnataka, whose toys are world famous. But we ensured that they were, you know, taken care of, they were marketed. And today, instead of importing toys, we are exporting toys. Our toys are going global. And this is one good instance where Prime Minister's oft-repeated mantra, you know, think local and go global. And this is one good case of toys. And he chose it as an example. And then he also referred to, you know, the tax concession. You know, he said, look, wherever we have seen we need to help people, we have done. In that context, he pointed to the middle class. Middle class is the engine of India's growth. And the recent announcement in the budget to exempt up to 12 lakhs of rupees from income tax exemption annually is itself a big boost, because this is the class which is the aspirational class, which class actually is furthering our growth.
Thank you, Ekharji.
Thank you. Thank you, Sankar.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's reply in Rajya Sabha to the debate on motion of thanks to the President's address. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Sagar Kulkarni, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.